All right. It's official. Even more official than yesterday when we talked about Samsung's unofficial recall of all Note 7s. As of last night, Samsung said that the Note 7 will cease to be manufactured, ultimately marking an end to the device. Samsung rushed to get the phone out ahead of its competitors, we heard about, when all this battery stuff started happening. And in doing so, failed to catch critical details in how a higher capacity battery was sandwiched into a smaller compartment when you compare it to the previous Note 5. As Charles Arthur put it on his blog, Samsung succeeded at making the Note 7 waterproof. It failed at making it fireproof. Now people are looking towards the smartphone kind of landscape as we head into the holiday season to see who the biggest winners, the biggest losers are going to be. And I don't know, it just seemed like a good kind of discussion to have here. We're so, I mean, this is critical timing for Samsung. Obviously, this is going to impact them not only short term, but long term. We've talked a lot about that in the past. What are options? What do you guys think as far as people's options are concerned? I mean, there's sticking with Android, and then there's moving beyond Android. Do you think a lot of people are going to be fed up with kind of Samsung in general and jump ship to the iPhone or other platforms? What do you think, Tom?
My guess is not many of them. Certainly some will, but I have a feeling that the folks who are passionate about the Note 7 tend to be on the more sophisticated end of using things. So I'm curious where they'll migrate. I don't have a good sense of that. I think a lot of them will just go to a Galaxy S7, even though that doesn't, you know, you may think, oh, they won't want to be burned by Samsung again, pun intended. But the Samsung Galaxy S7 has not had any problems. And the Note 7 users that I've talked to have actually been very loyal to the Note 7, even after the first recall. So they might be more likely to stick around and stay in that ecosystem. But there really isn't a great replacement for the Note at its size with that stylus, particularly. So they might try some Huawei, they might try some LG. Maybe some of them will go to the Pixel, but it sort of seems like it's a scattered number of options depending on what your priorities are.
Yeah, I mean, I think at first I thought, oh, gosh, well, Apple's really going to win this one. But no, I think you're right that anyone who's really in the Android ecosystem is probably not going to switch. I think a lot of people who maybe were convinced to go into Android, like, just try this phone. You will love it. You will love it. It's got a camera better than the iPhone. You know, you just try it. You know, family members, I'm thinking like wives, daughters, those sorts of things, might have been convinced. But then they're just like, see, no, you know. So I think that there will be people that switch to the Pixel if they can wait. You know, I don't know how many more weeks they have to wait, but
well, I mean, there's the waiting factor, right? The Pixel is coming out at the end of the month, so there's a little bit of that. I think beyond that, the challenge with the Pixel, like Google, man, if Google had played this a little bit differently, and obviously Google was not going to be aware that the Note 7 was going to have the outcome that it did, but if they had made it so that they weren't quite as exclusive to just Verizon, excuse me, and selling on the site, and they were, you know, available in all carriers, like that would have painted a picture where Google could stand to really benefit, right? Google's a name that people recognize. This is their first series of devices that's made by them and considered premium, so definitely on the same kind of pricing structure, even if it doesn't match, you know, spec to spec as far as the features of the Note 7. If they were in all of these carrier stores when people came back to return their notes, that would really benefit Google and really drive sales, but they're not. They're just in Verizon. Otherwise, you have to buy it through their site. And even beyond that, who knows how many devices that they would have to provide right out of the gate. Some of the numbers that Charles in his blog post was pulling up is that by his like back of the napkin math, it's somewhere around 3.3 million Pixels hitting sales channels by the end of the month. And you compare that to the expected 17 million Note 7s for the course of a year. Like, they're just very different numbers. So, you know, they possibly wouldn't even have the stock to keep up. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's, you know, an apples to apples comparison. Google would love that, but I just don't think that.
No, it's an apples to Androids comparison.
That's true. Thank you.
Okay, so what about like the fact that, I mean, some people say that the Note 7 wasn't really supposed to be a super popular phone. It wasn't supposed to be like the phone that everyone needed. It was more of a like a brand. It was intended to just bring the whole Samsung brand, like rise, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats, all Samsung's boats. Do you think that we are crazy for the puns today? I mean, do you think now it's going to sink all of those boats? Because I mean, do you think it's just besmirched the brand so much that I mean, are people, you know, why wouldn't people just try a Note 5 or an S7?
I mean, yeah, the Note 5 is actually a great option. Mm-hmm. If you have a Note 5 you want to get rid of, now's the time to put it on eBay because you're going to get a lot of Note fans who want that. But yeah, it's a great point. You could have got the Huawei Mate 8 for cheaper. You definitely could have saved a lot of money with the OnePlus 3. So you had cheaper options out there, but there were Note fans, people who just liked that brand and were looking forward to this new version of it. And yeah, maybe that's a reason they'll go to the Pixel phone. I don't know that those fans will abandon Samsung, but Megan, you bring up the point, how many other people will avoid it just because? We mentioned earlier today that Chelsea Handler had a post on Twitter where she was making a political comparison with someone's campaign, but said, it's burning like a Samsung Galaxy 7. She didn't say Note 7.
Right.
And maybe she knows the difference, but it's not what she wrote. And I think a lot of people are going to shorthand this to, yeah, it burns like a Samsung. And that's going to have an effect. That's going to have a slowing effect on sales. That said, Tesla had a burning battery issue a few years back, and we've forgotten all about it. Sony had a huge recall on batteries for laptops. And granted, Sony has gotten out of the laptop space, but I don't think that's why. We've kind of forgotten about that. Nobody looks at those laptops and says, oh, I'm not going to get a Vaio because it burns. They have other reasons for not getting a Vaio. So I think Samsung can weather this, but it's going to be difficult, and it's definitely going to have an impact.
Yeah, especially when you also consider, like, iPhone had its own, it had Bendgate, and you know, that was a big, by many people, that was considered a pretty big deal at the time. And can the Apple brand, you know, weather this storm? And of course, obviously it did. So, but I do think that it has some sort of a short term and somewhat long term effect on Samsung, its ability to market its brand. Maybe not necessarily, and strangely saying this in this way, maybe not necessarily to the people that had a Note 7, because so many of those people, like you said, Tom, they were already kind of convinced, they are already sold on the Samsung experience and the Samsung brand. And so they might be more likely to be like, okay, well, this one doesn't work, but I'm like the Note 7 because I've liked Samsung and had good experiences with them thus far, so I'll try this other thing. It's the people who haven't yet, you know, the people who all they've heard about Samsung is they got on an airplane and heard that, you know, no one can fly with a Samsung phone. They don't even know what phone it is because they don't care enough to know what a Note 7 is. But that becomes a marketing, you know, challenge for those people who are unconvinced, and that could hurt them over the next couple of years. The Huawei comparison is interesting, not necessarily in the U.S., but more so for international presence, because Huawei is largely considered Samsung's kind of next competitor in many markets. This could be a very good opportunity in some of these markets outside of the U.S. where Huawei has a much stronger presence to kind of swoop in and capitalize short term. And they've been really pushing hard to create high quality devices at a, you know, less premium price, and they've done a really good job with that. So this could be a great opportunity for Huawei to sweep in and kind of gain something over Samsung.
So what about the people that refuse to give theirs up? Will they be able to keep using them? I mean, I know with the first recall, they, you know, you weren't allowed to charge them all the way up, but I haven't heard anything about that. I know you can't use it in the Gear VR, I guess, anymore, which is great. You don't want to hold it that close to your face.
Don't do that.
But do you think that there will be people who are just like, I love this phone and I'm not giving it up. You can pry it from my cold, burned hands.
My very hot, burned, angry gray smoke filled hands. No, I think if Samsung's smart, they'll disable them.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing but liability on their hands if they don't.
Mm-hmm. And in their hands.
I don't think they can kill them. There's no kill switch for it. But I think they can bring the functionality down to the point where they say, we've washed our hands of it. If you're using it, it's definitely on you. And you shouldn't. These are things that have proven pretty dangerous to have around.
Yeah.
But okay, so I mean, statistically speaking, is it more dangerous for me to walk around with that Samsung Note 7 or to get in my car and drive home?
Do you want to?
It's more dangerous to drive home. You shouldn't do that either.
Right. Okay, good to know. I'll just live here. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's one of those statistics. Okay. But I have to drive home.
Certainly.
I don't want to live here.
But we wouldn't be recalling the notes if this was an acceptable risk for phones.
Right. Exactly. Right.